All right, it's time again for the lessons from the sessions. And so when we do these episodes, we just want to take the things that we're working and talking to our clients about and bring it here to you so that it can help you with your monthly budgeting and your behavior when it comes to your finances.
Yeah, and we know that they are getting something out of this. We're getting something out of this when we're talking to them. And so we are hoping to bring that to you guys, like Shayna said. And then we know it's going to help you because we have heard time and time again, people ask us all the time, how do you get so much content for your podcast? And we're like, listen,
how do we not get content?
Yeah, we have all these sessions with our clients and we bring that information back to our audience.
Yeah, so let's dive right in.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
Is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
All right. So for this first person, she is just now, I think, month 2 of her setting up her budget. And when we tell people that this isn't a 1 month process, they think they believe us in month 2.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get everything set up. We teach you step by step how to get your accounts done, the whole system, the automation, all that. And they really want it to happen immediately, which totally understand. Shane and I have so much patience.
We're not.
Don't worry. So we get it. But it does take a little bit of time, and it takes time to find the right bank. It takes time to figure out what system you want. It takes time to figure out how much money you want, to talk to your spouse, just to figure out what you guys want. Every single one of our clients does their budget different, as they should. We talk about that. This is a budget that's tailored to you, and that is something that we feel like we pride ourselves on. And so it should be different, but that means there's a million and one things going on with everyone's budgets, and you just have to make sure that yours is fitting your lifestyle.
Yeah. And one thing that struck me when you were saying that is, you know how in the fitness world, they'll say it took you 10 years to put this weight on. It's not going to take you a month to get it off. That's what I was thinking of, is it took a long time to develop the wrong money habits and the wrong systems and all of that. So it might take more than a month to undo that. And that's okay. That's why we were talking about allowing for grace and just understanding it's going to take a minute, but it's going to be totally worth it. And Vanessa says all the time, if you think about this as an investment in your future, if it takes you 6 months, like you're listening to us, you're implementing what we're saying, maybe you jump in group coaching or you grab the budget template to help you. But if it takes you 6 months and then you have that for the rest of your life, the compound interest mentally and financially,
emotionally, physically, everything,
all of it is totally worth it. But just understand it might take a minute.
And it's like pennies to the dollar when you think about setting this up, like having that investment, and then, like Shayna said, the return that you're going to have, not just for you, but for your kids, your grandkids. Like, you now become the coach of your family and you have the opportunity to teach them all this. So anyways, the first lesson here is just allow for grace. Allow for figuring out, do I actually spend $2,000 a month on groceries, or is it $1,500, or is it $500 in gas? Is it not? Like, in pocket money, how much pocket money do I want to have? You just need to put a number out there based on your 90-day review, right? And then from there, you can actually tweak it down and tighten it up.
Absolutely. So another lesson that we had recently was with a client that they got their tax return back and spent it before we got to talk about it. Now, it wasn't bad. It's not bad. I was like, wow.
This reminds me of the client that got on the call and she's, hey, I bought a house. Can I afford it? And I was like,
I guess so. No, it wasn't bad, but it was a really interesting conversation we had because we've been working together since basically last September or so. And so this year, as in the year of 2024, they've been diligent. Last year, they had some like hiccups where I bought a TV with the emergency fund or whatever they did. Okay. And that's fine. Again,
I call those moments of opportunity.
Yes. teachable moment. So what do we learn from this? But anyway, so they've been really diligent this year, and we've been paying debt as soon as the money comes in so that there's no opportunities. Because you already did it. You already checked it off your list. However, that's what I'm talking about with the tax return. So what did they spend their money on? So we went in, we were cleaning up the April budget, and they said, tax return. We bought, what did she say they bought? I think they got shoes for him. They got something else, pots and pans or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they put the rest on debt. That's how they decided to divvy it up. And they did that before they came into the session with me. And I said, that's great. The thing is they don't have a lot of spending money in their monthly budget because they are really focused on getting this debt paid off. And so they took this opportunity with some extra money that they had coming in to get some of the things that they've been waiting for to get. And I think that's good because what I told her is once they get these debts paid off, I told both of them, but once they get these debts paid off, y'all, they're going to have so much money in every month, like so much money they don't even know what they're going to be able to do with their lives. So I told her, because we've been talking about eras, I think Taylor Swift is to blame. I think everybody has an era now. Because
I totally got it from her. Yeah. My volleyball shirt.
Yeah, which I think comes from Taylor Swift. Yes. Okay. So I said, your extra spending money era is coming. So yes, they maybe get 100 or 200 or whatever it is this now a month. But once they free up the $3,000 a month that they're going to have extra, then we can bump that up to $200, $300, $400, whatever $100 that they want. And then they can just always have so much money. I said, your spending budget era is coming. I know you're like sacrificing right now, but it's coming.
And what we mean by that is they're probably not using or utilizing their savings buckets how they want because they really can't at the moment. And that's okay. But like Shana said, once they can bump all that up, once they can figure out how much extra money they can put on their give themselves first pocket money, how much can they actually save for birthdays and Christmas and vacations and all that stuff ahead of time, then you are going to have the freedom to spend the money in those savings buckets as they build up.
And the permission.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, the permission.
Oh, that's good. I love that. The permission, because you can. Yeah. Think $3,000 a month extra that they're going to have in their pockets once that is all paid off. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And so I just cautioned them. I said, that's great that we did these few things, but let's not get too spendy because we're not there yet. You have to keep being diligent. And another quick thing that happened with them is their PayPal balance. What I want to take the opportunity to say is please never, ever finance anything with PayPal, because we see this with client after client that has PayPal. They have that 0% introductory rate or whatever, and almost all of you bust it, which is fine. We're not judging you. We're just saying don't put yourself in that position, because they were paying their minimum and it's adding $100 of interest a month minimum or whatever. And they're paying, right? And they're not using it, but it's going up $100 a month because of that interest. And you don't want to do that to yourself.
Yeah. I actually had a client who just paid off her PayPal one today. And she said, I've had that thing for 7 years.
Yeah.
And it's been eating away at me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it literally only took her, I think, 4 or 5 months to pay it off when she started working with us.
And yeah, they're all like 29%. The PayPal.
Oh, yeah.
And then they also, I think they make it so it's this part. If you pay this part off or this thing that you bought, then by this date, then you don't get the interest added on.
It's too much math.
It's too much math. It's too complicated. And 29%, that's what you're going to get yourself into with PayPal. Just don't do it.
Hey, we're just popping in to remind you that we have just launched our group coaching program.
Yeah, you can get started right now at the founder's rate because we're just getting started at $57 a month. And guess what?
You get 2 45-minute sessions with us and your other budget besties each month.
Yeah, the first session that we do is a deep dive and we create your budget for the next month. We do it all together. We go step by step. We help you jog your memory. We answer any questions about your specific budget. And you can also get your budget reviewed by us.
Yeah. The other group coaching call is a spotlight coaching session where you get to submit your questions ahead of time to be answered by us on the call.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things that can come up. Recently, somebody was asking, what do I do about this funeral that just came up that I didn't have in a budget? You know, there's different things. Or what about this wedding that I need to go to? So when you have specific questions about your budget or about opening this account or making this transfer automatic, that's what this is for. And we're here to answer your questions because budgeting is not cookie cutter. We're here to help you with your budget. That's what group coaching is all about. You can go to budgetbesties.com and find out more and sign up.
Okay, so listen, a lot of you guys have businesses. What we've realized that 90% of our clients or something, and then a lot of our listeners have businesses. You are entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so we naturally get a lot of clients that we're dealing with not just personal finances, but also business finances. We got to get that cleaned up, y'all. Okay. So I have a new client. She just came on. She actually is an equestrian. She has an equestrian center in Texas. She's amazing. She has an amazing business. She does lessons. She does parties. She does all this stuff. But everything is mixed together. Mm-hmm. It's jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe she has paid herself from her business in a hot minute. And she just has a lot of expenses. You can imagine when you're dealing with animals, you have a lot of maybe feed and supplement expenses. So we're really just trying to see what she has to pay for and what she doesn't, what can wait and what can we get cleaned up. I think you need to find out when we build business budgets, especially when it's your business, it's not like you're getting regular income from something. Some people are like 1099s and they have consistent income coming in. But if it's your business and you have the opportunity to gauge how much you want to make that month, we build these business budgets backwards. Mm-hmm. Where we will type in all of your expenses, all of your bills, maybe all of your debt for a business and go, okay, you have to bring in $20,000 this month. It is non-negotiable. And we start working on a plan on how to make that happen.
Yeah. How to make that happen. That is the thing about being an entrepreneur. You have the blessing and the curse that you can make as much or as little money as you can make, right? As Vanessa said, we look at your personal budget. This is how much I need in my personal budget. Mm-hmm. And then I look over here at my business budget and I say, this is how much expenses I have for my business budget. Then I also have this paycheck expense that I need.
Right.
Then we can really look overall what you need to be doing to be solvent or to be getting ahead when it comes to business income. And so that's why you got to build it backwards. But I think we just saw this in group coaching. I think the main thing is to separate it all, mm-hmm. get it all separated. It needs to be very clearly separated, not just for you, but for your tax purposes, for legal purposes, for everything.
Your CPA will thank you.
Yeah. And just have two entirely different budgets. But it really is the same with business. You have stuff you need to save for. You have stuff that you need to spend on. You have bills that are coming in. You might have debt. Right. And then you have the income. So it's a very similar system, but it just needs to be clearly different.
Yeah. And you may actually have more annual and quarterly bills with business than you do personal.
Yeah.
So you have to set up that savings bucket for annual bills. But just like Shana said, you have to see it as two completely separate budgets and make one, make the other. Right. And then, you know, you can see real clear as to how much money you need to bring in from the business to be able to not only fund your business, but also pay yourself.
Yeah. And then the other thing I was going to say is, so even if you are a 1099, you still are going to have business expenses. And so it's just more clear what your income is, but you still need to have a separate business budget, because I've yet to meet somebody who doesn't have different business expenses that you need to pay. But anyway, so the point being, get your life together if you have a business, okay?
Stop it and visually see what's going on in both ends, personal and business.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. So then I had another session with a longtime client. And her and Vanessa are the queens of how many accounts can I have open, how many. And unlike Vanessa, she has like a debit card for every one of them. But I think it's interesting to see, once you get to the point where you have everything set up, all the different transfers. So just to go through them, to be interesting to let you know, it might be interesting to tell you what people have going on. So she does do her gas and groceries in separate accounts. And so they get paid once a month a lot. And then his job also gets paid biweekly. So the gas, every time they get paid, they get $250 for gas.
Is she doing this biweekly or, oh no, I'm sorry, bimonthly? Or is this once a month transfer?
Every paycheck, twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay.
Yeah, because all of his once a month stuff just funds the bills.
Yeah.
And so I always like to have your transfers on, if you have a payday, have it be on that. I have lots of clients that get paid once a month. But if you have a payday, that way it gets you in that rhythm.
Yeah.
You stay in that rhythm, because it is really hard to budget once a month for spending and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if you give me like $1,000 for groceries and be like, this is what you have to last you 30 days, that'll be gone in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And that's what I've been doing for several years now. So it's super fun. But anyway, so $250, they have $500 that they budget for in gas every month. And then their grocery budget is $800 every 2 weeks. So they have a family of four. They're bougie when it comes to their food. They eat really well. I mean, I don't mean like kings and queens and like healthy.
Mm-hmm. Which we are so for. We talk about, you're either paying for it now and the cost of the quality of food, or you're going to pay for it later and the cost of hospital bills.
Yeah. And just to make sure that everybody understands, we are not Dave Ramsey, right? So you are going to have your budget according to who you are and how you are. And these clients are very much an example of that. So they each get every paycheck $200 for spending money. And if they don't do that, let me tell you what happens.
What happens?
Guess. They steal it. They will steal it. So it's fine. And that is what you have to know about yourself, and especially if you have the money. So they're basically out of debt, and they have they're, as you'll find out, putting a lot of money in savings every month. Mm-hmm. If they want to spend that money, they got it. And they do. And that's what's happening. So anyway, then they have $500 for restaurants every month, which is great for them. So now when we're talking about the weekly transfers, then we're going to the savings, right? So that was their spending, right? Mm-hmm. So when it comes to savings, on the first, they put $2,500 in saving in investments in their high yield savings account for now. Every first of the month. That's how much they just automatically.
So they're doing $5,000 a month in savings.
No, that one's just the once a month.
Oh, that's one once
is
a month.
That's
okay,
that big like gotcha. First that he gets.
Yeah,
that one's just once a month. But $2,500 goes straight to their high yield savings, which is just bonus savings. They have a lot saved already. That's just extra. Mm-hmm. And then because they're going through a lot right now, they put $250. This one is every. The rest of these are every paycheck. $250, so $500 a month into their medical because mm-hmm. they have a medical crisis going on right now. So we're putting a lot of money aside for that. Mm-hmm. They have basically a farm. They have chickens and goats and sheep and whatever
I'm
else
for it.
Whatever else they have. So that costs a lot of money, if you can imagine. So every paycheck, they put $200 in the animal fund. So mm-hmm. whenever they go to Tractor Supply, they can get whatever they need. And they also own a lot of property, personal and business. We just go ahead and put $400 aside for property taxes every month.
Because those will come due.
They do come due. And usually every year they're like, uh-oh, how are we going to pay for that? Mm-hmm. And so no longer is that the case this since we've been working together. And then for their health, they do $200 paycheck because they order different things at different times. So they just have a separate savings bucket over there for, I think it's called health and supplements, that she okay. just keeps money over there for whenever things come that she needs to get. Then they support their parents. Mm, and that one's gone, it's gone down a little bit. So it used to be much higher. And so they're having a little moment with that. So then they have money that goes into an account. So if he needs to help them out, which he does every month, depending on what he helps them out with, they have a couple $100 that goes over there every month. And then they homeschool. And this is important for if you homeschool. And there's different, so monthly you have different co-ops, you have different projects maybe that you need supplies for or whatever. And then annually, you usually have curriculum. You might have a trip or something. So it's just good to put money aside. Otherwise, again, that's what messes up your budget is these quote unquote unexpected expenses. So they put $300 a month into their homeschool fund every month.
Yeah.
And then lastly, household. So they just moved. I guess it's been a minute now, but they recently moved and it's a much bigger house. They've been living in basically a one bedroom apartment since we've been coaching together for years. Mm-hmm. So I did convince them to throw everything they had in storage away.
Oh, you did? Good for you.
Yeah. I think they might have brought a couple things. But honestly, guys, unless it's been super climate controlled and well-maintained, stuff that's been in storage for that for years and years, you don't want your new house to be furnished with that anyway.
And can we take a minute, too, to ask how long she paid for that storage unit?
We did.
Did you do the math with her?
No, we did talk about that. It was not one storage unit.
Okay, but for our listeners, I would love to.
Oh, no, it would be, and they knew that. It was thousands of dollars. Thousands. That's why. They just
tossed it, which is normally what happens. I don't say that in a bad way, but it's normally what happens.
Yeah.
Is that you pay for these storage units thinking that you're going to bring this stuff along with you, and then you don't end up because it's not the right space, not the right size, not the right stuff. It's gotten damaged or whatever. And so then you end up throwing it away. So basically mm-hmm. thousands of dollars for the past however many years has gone down the drain.
Yeah. And with them, they have all these properties. They do short-term and long-term mm-hmm. rental. I think they have, oh gosh, 6 or 7 ones that they rent out. And they just kept moving and like flipping as they got to new places. And that's where all the storage units come from. But just understand, and my husband calls it a Texas mentality. And please don't be offended if you're from Texas, because I'm from Texas. And he says, you just want to keep everything. I'm like, have you met your parents? They want to keep everything too. But I just don't want to get rid of anything. That's not a good strategy. Vanessa said, you end up paying $1,000 in storage. Anyway, point being, now, that's all behind them, which is exciting, but they do have a new house. However, as we mentioned with the spending money, if we don't put a budget on it, we're going to spend all of our money and we're not going to put any in savings, which is actually the priority, right? So we have every paycheck, $250 going into the household, and that's what she knows she has to get anything from a plunger for the bathroom, because now you have more bathrooms than one for 4 people, or curtains or whatever needs to furnish this new home to make the house a home. That's in there. And that's what that budget's for.
And for all these categories, whether it's your health, your homeschool, your household, like all of it, if there's something that month that you want to buy that's a little bit more expensive, you don't have the money in there, that's when the grit of waiting. Mm-hmm. And it's okay, this is not a necessity. I don't have to buy it today. I know I want it, but I can wait till next month to be able to do that. And knowing that you're going to pay for it in cash, guys, that's the kicker here. That's what's going to make you feel so good about it.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. Now, I want to put this, these clients have been on a very long journey. And for them, it would be so easy to spend this money. It would be so easy for them to go put stuff on credit card. And they made such good progress to be able to do exactly what Vanessa said. What do I need this month? However, That's why that one transfer to their high yield savings comes out on the first. Because if they if that $2,500 goes to it, it's in a different bank, it's going over there. And because they are always thinking about money, it's making them money. So when they see that making money, they're less likely to want to pull it out. And it just goes so that they don't see it in their account. So even though they have all of this money, you just heard all of these transfers, they still have to get that money out of there just to not be able to not spend it.
And I think that's a good point. You have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you just have to understand your habits, your mindset, where you're at, all of that to know what you need to make happen. So that way you're excited about your future. You're excited about your system that you have set up.
Yeah.
We deal with a lot of people that are coming in, and some of them are right on the money. Like they're making conservative. They're making a conservative amount of money and they have a conservative budget. And then on the other side, guys, we are dealing with lawyers and veterinarians and pharmacists and doctors that are making a decent living. We're talking like high incomes. The problems are always the same.
Yep.
Okay. It's not usually an income problem. It's usually an expense problem. Like I had a new client, I want to say, and she's probably going to listen to this. And I love her so much. She's literally amazing. But her husband, I think, from his business was bringing in home like $480,000. And when we did the breakdown of the 90-day review and the last year review of like where all the money was going, she was like, there's no way that we're spending that much money a month. And so I said, I did the budget and I times it by 12. And I said, that's $480,000. She was like, oh my gosh. And so that was an eye opener for her to really see how much money they were spending on average per month.
Yeah.
And she really made some adjustments. And she was able to save in some areas so that way she can spend in others but also feel good about it at the same time.
Yep. Okay. So those were just some of the things that we've been talking to our clients about that we thought would be helpful for you guys to ingest and hear. We love being in your ear. So the thing is to call them your earballs. They're not earballs. It's like your eardrums.
Earbuds.
But it's funny because it's your eyeballs and your earballs. So hopefully in your earballs while you're driving or while you're doing whatever so that you can just keep getting encouraged as you continue your budget journey.
Yes. Thank you guys for letting us be here and just being our amazing audience. If you have any questions or anything, y'all can email us at hello@budgetbesties.com.
We'll just go ahead and tell you. If you're our listeners, you might know. If you follow us on anything, you might notice that we have switched over. Our legacy business name is no longer what we're using. It's our real new amazing business, Budget Besties. That's who we are.
So everything has changed.
Yeah. So look out for that. But again, like Vanessa said, if you have questions, email us. It's a fun new email. hello@budgetbesties.com.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you have.
Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool for all to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this.